contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. The modern take on nicotine has arrived. Say hello to Velo hassle-free nicotine pouches. It's a game changer made for game changers. Whether you're grinding in the boardroom or from your basement, producing a podcast or prepping a photo shoot, writing code or commanding a crowd, whatever your hustle is, Velo's ready. Visit Velo.com now to find your retailer. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Underage sale prohibited.
Motley Crue. Def Leppard. The Stadium Tour. A once-in-a-lifetime event. With Poison. And Joan Jett of the Blackhearts. Philadelphia, Citizens Bank Park, Saturday, August 15th. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, The Stadium Tour.
Extra, extra, hear all about it.
This important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com. After more research and development, the Manscaped engineering team has successfully created the greatest trimmer to ever hit the market. I present to you the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. This third generation trimmer features a ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Millions of undercarriages are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped Advanced Skin Safe technology. If you use the Lawnmower 2.0, the 3.0 should be an easy transition for you since it's the same replacement blade with new and improved skin safe technology. When I tell you this trimmer is premium, I mean it. The battery can last up to 90 minutes so you can take your time, get creative, and enjoy yourself. Another feature of the Lawnmower 3.0 is this LED light, which illuminates grooming areas so you can boldly take this trimmer where no trimmer has gone before. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code Fanatic at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping with the promo code Fanatic at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your undercarriage will. Thank you.
The voice of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Home of the Sixers and Flyers.
Welcome back to the program. 5 o'clock, just after 5 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nat Marlow producing. I am Tyler Zulli. We take you until 7 o'clock here on 97.5. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. A recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. You'll also receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.org. Remember, the cars is with a K. I'm looking at Twitter here, and Twitter always finds the best stuff. Twitter always finds the best stories, digs up the best whatever. 14 years ago, today, 14 years ago today, the first ever tweet was sent. And of course, it was sent from Jack. His tweet said, just setting up my Twitter with no vowels, T-W-T-T-R. Now, Nat, you are of the same age as me, so we grew up in the same social media renaissance, I guess you could call it, because we were the first group of, I guess, kids to be acclimated to social media. We grew up as kids without cell phones and things like that, but we did have things like instant messaging and AOL AIM and all of that stuff.
You're taking me back, man.
We're playing a little nostalgia here. I got to tell you, there are a lot of things that I look back that I would type up on Facebook or my first couple of tweets that I would send out. And I didn't have Twitter until my freshman year of college. So I'm not saying that, I'm not even going back so far to say that I was, you know, a kid. I was 18 when I had my first Twitter account. One thing that, like, maybe perturbs me more than anything about the social media of when we were younger was the getting rid of vowels in words that we would type, or putting spelling words intentionally wrong to try to look cool.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, the text lingo.
Like THX, thanks. How much longer is it going to take you to write ANKS? Why do we do that? I'm really aging myself today. The last hour and 4 minutes, I've gone from 26 years old to 76 years old, apparently. But between watching old games that I don't care about anymore, and the text lingo that you just mentioned, where it would be like THX or not putting vowels in the name of Twitter, that bugs the crap out of me.
Text lingo is stupid, but I kind of have to respect that to some degree, because here's the thing. In 2013, I had a smartphone, brand new smartphone.
Okay.
It broke. Like, dropped it, okay. Shattered everything. So my mom gave me her old flip phone. And so...
So you had to push every button.
Every
to get a
single
out.
Button.
That is such a our generation problem, where if you want to get the letter, I think 7. 7 was the hardest one, because I think 7 had RST. I think at least RST and maybe more. I think maybe it had 4 letters.
It has a P, Q, R, and S.
Okay, it was P, Q, R, and S. That's exactly right. To get to S, you've got to hit 7 4 times. I get that that's frustrating. But now, especially, and even more so when you were a kid, you were probably on your parents' desktop at home, in your computer room or your living room, wherever your computer was set up, you were probably on a desktop. How hard is it to type THANKS? Do you know what the answer is? It's not at all. I feel so old.
Do you want me to time myself?
You know, during the break, that's what you and I are going to do. You and I are going to send the same text, or we'll type it out on our phones. We're going to send the same text.
But we're going to pretend like we're doing it on
yes,
a flip phone?
I'm going to give you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the text lingo version of it, and I'll text out the whole thing. And we'll see how much shorter it took you. It'll be like 2 or 3 sentences. We'll just type it out, and we'll report it back. My goodness, I'm old. 610-632-0975. That, to me, just drives the get-off-my-lawn argument a little bit further than it did earlier today.
Well, how often do you see it now?
You don't see it as much. The times you see it is if you have Time Hop, or you have the app on Facebook where you can look back on your memories active, that's when you see it. And that's when you look back on 14-year-old Tyler and you go, oh, man, that was cringeworthy.
So what if you just see, what if you just got a random text from one of your friends and it just said, where are you? But the RU was literally just the letters R and then U.
I just got a text from my fiance. She texted me THX, so she's clearly listening.
So this is just frustration toward your fiance
now? No. What I'm saying is, so she sent me that after I said it. So she's just trying to boil my blood a little bit further.
As fiancés tend to do.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not getting in trouble. You're not putting me in trouble here now. Come on.
Nah, okay.
We've had a really
I apologize.
Good week. We've had a really good week. We've done a lot of wedding planning. We've got a lot of things set up for our wedding. I am not going down with that shit.
I apologize, Tyler's fiance.
610-632-0975. This whole argument stemmed from earlier in the day that I said that I'm getting really, really bored and actually honestly quite tired of watching old games. And watching especially Philadelphia old games, because I can't rationalize a game that doesn't matter in Philadelphia lore, especially like a regular season game or a playoff game that was like, the wild card round. I can't do that. And especially I can't sit here and watch an NFC title loss. I can't sit here and watch the Cliff Lee blows a 4-run lead to the St. Louis Cardinals, which eventually forced them to a game 5, where Roy Halladay gave up a leadoff triple to Rafael Furcal. He scored 2 batters later. That was the only run in the game. Can't watch that. That hurts my heart. It hurts my head. And I get that people want to relive the fun times. So you want to relive the Eagles winning the NFC title game against the Falcons in 2004. Because up until the Super Bowl, the only games that had consequence that mattered were that game and the 1980 NFC title game over the Cowboys. We always like to joke and talk about how, we remember 44-6 against the Cowboys. We remember the snow game against the Lions. And these are just recent games. You find somebody that's a little bit older than us, they remember a lot more. But in the grand scheme of things, what am I going to do to my mental status when I'm going to watch the Fog Bowl? Why would I put that on and watch a team that was better than the Bears lose to the Bears?
And let's say we're not in the situation that we are right now. Pretend that there's no coronavirus going on and we're not all on a like self-isolation quarantine, whatever you want to call it right now. What's the purpose of watching older games to begin with? I was at a bar one time and they replayed the NFC's title game where Alshon Jeffrey dropped that pass at the end.
Okay, so the game against the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
So the year after they lost or they won the Super Bowl.
That is correct.
Yeah, that to me, especially when you're out in public. Because I don't know about you, but as a sports person, as a sports fan, an ingester of sports, I am generally not an angry person. Like, my persona is generally not very angry. When I get angry about things, though, I get super angry. Sports are like number one, what boils Tyler's blood the most. So after I sat here, and I was here for that game, we had the green zone. After I sat here and we were on the air for 4 hours and that's how it ended, and we had to be angry, but at the same time, I wasn't just going to scream into my mic like a madman. So I had to
be. You released it when the mic was off.
I had to be a controlled angry. So why would I be at a bar, at a local spot where there's other people, maybe my friends, maybe people I know for a long time because we're locals. Maybe people I've never met in my life before. Why would I go out when I'm out to the bar, want to get angry all over again?
And this was a full 5 months after that game I saw that re-air. And I'm like, really? Like, I'm not gonna sit here and like watch just to torture myself.
Right. That's the thing. That would be like us sitting through the 2004 Super Bowl all over again. We know how it ended. It was a great season. They went 13-3, and realistically, they only lost one game because they lost to, I believe, the Bengals and the Rams at the end of the season when, like, Jeff Blake and Coy Detmer were playing quarterback. Those games didn't matter. The only game that they lost realistically in the regular season was to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
See, that's why I hate the Steelers, exactly because of that game.
Really?
To me, that was when the friction between Donovan and T.O. it really started to just boil over.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You, obviously, you're a big hockey guy. Obviously, the hockey is your number one sport.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, that you are anti-Penguins.
That is correct.
Pretty evident. Do you hate the other Pittsburgh sports teams, the other two Pittsburgh sports teams, as much as the Penguins? Or is it like, is it Penguins and then the Steelers are a hate, but it's a lesser hate?
Here's what's probably going to blow your mind. I don't hate the Pirates because they're pretty much irrelevant.
It's the irrelevancy factor again?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like the Pirates, like I couldn't care less about, you know what I mean? But I hate the Steelers more than I hate the Penguins because of that football
game.
That is correct.
That one football game made young Nat hate the Steelers so much that despite the fact that you are a number one hockey guy and a diehard Flyers fan, you hate the Steelers more than the Penguins.
That actually started my hatred for Pittsburgh.
Wow.
I more so hate the Pittsburgh Penguins because they're associated
with the
Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah.
Usually it's the other way around. Usually people hate the Penguins because you're supposed to hate the Penguins. They're one of the Flyers' main rivals. And then you just kind of get lumped into association with the rest of Pittsburgh, with the Steelers. You're the opposite.
Yeah, I can't stand this. I can't stand the terrible towel. I can't stand Roethlisberger.
Do you have Pittsburgh in your family? Do you have any family members in Pittsburgh?
Mm-mm.
No. Did you go to school in Central or Western Pennsylvania?
I went to Elizabethtown College, which is kind of like Center East Pennsylvania.
So were you split? Was it 50-50 or was it closer Pittsburgh?
I would say it's more so Philly sports than Pittsburgh. You definitely see like some Pittsburgh Penguins jerseys walking around.
So, and the reason that I'm getting at this is because outside of the Penguins, who, again, it's just the natural rivalry, I've never had an issue with the Steelers. And the Pirates, the same thing. You know, much like you, irrelevancy. And even when they got good, they were almost a fun team to watch because they were homegrown. It was McCutcheon. It was Josh Harrison, Starling Marte. They were fun to watch. So I never, growing up, had any kind of down look on Pittsburgh sports other than the Penguins. Here's what I'll tell you about Pittsburgh. When I went out to Penn State for 4 years, that's where my disdain for Pittsburgh began. That is where my, and it, again, it has nothing to do with Pittsburgh. It has nothing to do with the teams. It's Pittsburgh fans I don't like. And I know I'm probably alienating myself for anybody that's from Pittsburgh that's listening right now.
We're in the trust tree right now, go ahead.
We're entirely, we've got to be in the trust tree right now. Pittsburgh fans, to me, because of my 4 years in State College, which is like the epicenter of, you know, if you took, if you had a mosh pit and you took Pittsburgh on one side and Philly on the other.
At what show, by the way, before you go any further, what show are we talking about?
That's a good question. As of right now, based on who I've been listening to the most, we're going to be at a Parkway Drive concert.
All right, let's go for it.
So we're at a Parkway Drive show. The epicenter of where that mosh pit would meet is State College. Because not only is it almost directly in the center of the state, it is a mass gathering of 40,000 students plus 100,000 fans on game day. That's the epicenter of Pittsburgh-Philly rivalry. So to me, it's the Pittsburgh fan that annoys me more than the Pittsburgh team. Kind of way off track here, but you start getting into that conversation, and I can't find a way to stop. And the reason that this conversation all kind of began was actually looking at the opposite side of things. And the opposite side of things to me were, you know, is there a team that you that is out there in, you know, the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA? It could be college sports. And it could be, in my case, one particular college sport. Because I don't like Michigan State football, but I respect Michigan State basketball. So it could even be, you could break it down. If you have a school that you don't like, you could even break it down sport by sport. I don't root for, I'll put it like, here's another one. I don't root for, and it's not that I don't like them. I don't root for any other Penn sports other than Penn basketball. I'm a Penn basketball fan, but I'm not a Penn football fan. I'm not a Penn baseball fan because I root for Penn State first and foremost, but Penn has always been my local team. Whereas a lot of people are Villanova fans, it's always been Penn for me. And growing up with a buddy of mine who we went down to the Palestra all the time together, especially when I was, you know, 14, 15, 16, it was Penn got kind of hammered in my head. So I was never a Nova guy, but I was a Penn guy. But I don't root for any of the other Penn sports. So do you have a team or a school that you're not supposed to like, that you've got a respect for, you've got an admiration for? And that said, it, we're in the trust tree. Is there a team you like that you're not supposed to like? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Lance in Arizona next on The Fanatic. What's up, Lance?
Hey, so a couple things.
Sure.
So first off, instead of watching replays of games, well, you're going to watch replays of games, but go watch prospects, their full games, not the highlights, because highlights, they just show everything they do well.
The best stuff.
You'll learn more about the prospects and this draft class coming up, and so when you're at the draft, you can know, like, somebody when they come up with it, or players that you think they would go after. It makes it better. And then, like, I like to do this. I keep a notebook of every draft where the Eagles, who they picked and who was on the board, who I would have taken, and I do that just to see if, like, who, if I could do as well as they do. It's actually fun because you
sure.
5 years, you're like, wow, I did better than the Eagles.
So you like to basically become almost an amateur scout to the point where you know, obviously you want the Eagles to do well. We all want the Eagles to draft well, but at the same time, you can almost look back and go, yeah, I had a better percentage of picks than this team or that team, or in our case, the Eagles did.
Yeah, it's just a fun little thing that you could do and see just how hard or how easy it really is to you when you do it. But, like, I suggest, like, watching those type of games, like the full games, not like
sure.
highlights, because you don't... Highlights, everyone has good highlights.
Of course.
They're going to put a highlight tape out there where they suck. So.
I mean, Lance, quite honestly, I mean, neither of us are going into the NFL draft, but if we were to put together a tape, we're not going to put in me falling... You know, if I'm putting together my demo reel, I'm not going to put together me stumbling through my words. I'm going to put me having an eloquent soliloquy.
Yeah, exactly. So the other thing I called about was, I called and tried to, like, explain myself to Devon.
Sure.
Yesterday. The thing about that Slay trade is you now have less assets if you wanted to go, because the Eagles' plan is to go get a wide receiver in the draft.
Yeah, you would think
so. That's what their plan's been. So the problem is you're going to have to you're not going to get the top three because they're not falling to 21, and you don't have the assets where other teams behind you could move up now ahead of you to get those same players. So the problem becomes now you're settling on the second and third tier, and you might not even get the guys you like in the second and third tier because people know you need a wide receiver and you're desperate. So they're going to either jump you to get them, or you're going to have to overbid to get them, or just hope by hope that the guy that you really liked in that second tier falls to you. That was the problem with the Slay deal. It wasn't that Slay is a bad corner or that I didn't want him. The fact was, I would have rather gone to the avenue of, if you go get DeAndre Hopkins, now I can just take whatever wide receiver sure. I really like. I'm not desperate. Cornerback, you can say, well, then they'd be desperate at cornerback. There was more corners on the market that were capable of giving you solid play or a gap if you took a corner in the draft and developed them.
Well, it's funny you say that, and I apologize. I don't mean to cut you off. You can, of course, finish your thought in a second. The thing to me, the biggest issue to me when I look at the Eagles' needs was, of course, wide receiver is what everybody wants. It's the flash position. At the same time, when I look at the other positions that the Eagles need to fill, namely corner before Darius Slay and linebacker, the depth is nowhere near as close as what the receiving depth is in this particular draft.
No, I agree. In this particular draft, it's not. But the problem with this is the problem that you get into is that the depth is good. Except how many of those guys, since you're not going to have mini camps probably, Adam
sure.
Schefter said, you're probably pushing back training camp. How many of those guys are going to come in and start for you right away anyway? So now you're up behind in a league that's made for points, scoring points. The Eagles haven't had good corners in, 4 years?
Yeah.
And yet they somehow managed to be good enough to at least make the playoffs or be competitive. The problem with this is you're not scoring enough points right now because your offense isn't good enough, isn't dynamic enough to do that. So, and then I look at Slay, he's 29, right? So he had a down year. Like, I think everybody can know that.
Yes, of course.
If you look at the inside, he had also a hamstring issue. Is this the start of him starting to have some breakdown and losing just a little? Corners, unlike wide receivers usually, corners, when they start to go, they go real fast.
They go quick, yes.
You have to hope at 29 years old, he doesn't have just a slight drop-off, because that slight drop-off takes him from a top-five corner to now you're in the 10 to 15 area, and you're paying him like he's a top-five.
Right.
That's the other issue with it.
So, all right, Lance, before I let you go, we are doing this 2020, looking way ahead, 2020 fantasy football draft, because I'm itching to have some kind of fantasy sports back in my life. So we're doing callers versus studio. So here's what you've got right now. You have a quarterback Carson Wentz and at wide receiver Michael Thomas. Our team in the studio here, we have at quarterback Lamar Jackson and running back Aaron Jones. So you can take any position, not quarterback or wide receiver. You could actually, let me rephrase that. You could take a wide receiver because you have a flex spot.
I already know who I'm taking.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take Christian McCaffrey.
That's where I kind of figured you were going, Lance. I appreciate the phone call. I got to tell you something. Before we go any further and before we get Nat's pick, I've been here for almost 3 years. I appreciate every single caller that has ever called into one of my shows, whether I'm hosting or producing. I appreciate every caller that calls in. Lance is the most prepared caller every single time he makes a phone call. Whether I agree or disagree with him, and most of the time I end up agreeing with him, but whether I agree or disagree with Lance's point, he has stats and he has numbers to back things up. And as soon as I saw him on the line, and based on what I knew that was left in this draft, I almost guaranteed that he was going to take Christian McCaffrey. So Christian McCaffrey is off the board. The callers have a quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Our team has a quarterback and running back. Now, before we hit the break here, you've got a chance to take a wide receiver, a tight end, or a flex. So you could take a second running back if you want to take a running back for our flex. But anybody not named those five players is still on the board.
All right. I was leaning towards wide receiver. I'm thinking I have two, but both are on terrible teams. So
go ahead.
I'm leaning more towards DeAndre Hopkins, though, so let's take him.
All right, so you're going with DeAndre Hopkins, the newest addition to the Arizona Cardinals. I will update the rankings and the points when we get back from our next break. 610-632-0975. So a ton of stuff on the docket today. Of course, we're talking NFL draft. And the Eagles free agency to this point, we are going to continue that conversation for as long as we possibly can, because right now that is our live sports. That's what's getting us through everything. That is really, to me, the best thing going right now. We're also discussing a couple of other side points. We're having this NFL fantasy football draft because I'm itching to get back into fantasy sports, and I never, ever have enjoyed playing fantasy baseball or basketball or hockey, but I feel like now that it's not there, now that the option's not available to me, I need it. It's killing me not to have it. So we've got that on the table as well as the NFL talk. And finally, give me a team that either is in a division or in a conference with the team that you root for that you're not supposed to like, but you find yourself respecting or admiring. 610-632-0975. Nat Marler producing the show. I'm Tyler Zuli. We're here until 7 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. We are here for you, Philly. We are all in this together. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your family and pets? Well, choose my guys. They're Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Natural Lawn uses safer, organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for me, my family, and pets to enjoy. For more than 30 years, Natural Lawn has been growing greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. Trust me, I've been using them for years. This is not a cookie-cutter lawn care service. Natural Lawn certified technicians customize their treatments to your lawn's specific need. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver you a lush green lawn. And right now, they have a special deal for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and receive free seeding every year. Again, that's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Here's the number. 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. And clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit CDC.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and 97.5 The Fanatic.
Love at first sight. Nah, I thought that was just movie stuff. Until last Saturday. Because last Saturday, it happened to me. Aaron's delivered my brand new Samsung refrigerator. Yeah. With built-in ice maker, affordable payments, no credit hassles. And now I know what love looks like.
What's it look like?
And sounds like, too. Oh, listen to that.
Rent a home that's easy, beautiful, and affordable. Aaron's for your happy place.
Now exclusively at the Home Depot. Give your lawn a 1-2 punch with a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and save 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Pick up both bags. Apply Triple Action now to knock out tough weeds and Ultra Feed 8 weeks later to green and feed all season. Two bags, one stronger, greener lawn. With a 1-2 punch of Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action and 50% on a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Ultra Feed. Now, at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
PECO recognizes the foundational role that they play in how our region responds to COVID-19. Rest assured, PECO's employees are working 24-7 to keep the lights on and natural gas flowing when you need it the most.
Sports Talk for Haynesport and all of Burlington County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. What's going on?
I don't know. You tell me, Bernie. What's going on today? What do we got going on in the world anymore?
Hello.
610-632-0975. Almost officially halfway done this show already. You know, you're oftentimes you'll hear a lot of producers and hosts, when they come back from break, talk to you about the conversations that happen, you know, in between the segments, off the air. And the first thing that Nat and I said to each other when I walked into his studio, the first thing we said to each other was, this show is flying by. We're halfway done. We're an hour and a half in. We've got an hour and a half to go. And I feel like we've really just hit the ground. And I can't believe that we're almost halfway done, or we are halfway done the show already. Tyler Zuli, Nat Marlowe taking you until 7 o'clock here on The Fanatic. That's when the big dog takes over. He's probably already here. He comes here 17 and a half hours early to get his prep done. If there's one thing I can say about Joe Stazak, it is this. He is the most prepared man I've ever seen when it comes to hosting a show. And Joe does it old school. Like myself, I pull up all the articles, all the things and all that I'm going to use on the computer. And I just click back and forth. I go on my Twitter that way. I read my articles that way. Joe Stazak brings all his stuff in, you know, on loose leaf, handwritten notes. I got to give the guy credit. He is the most prepared man I've ever seen. That's it. The big dog hunt. So I got to give you an update on our fantasy football draft. Each team now has three players. Each team now has a quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. So the caller squad, as of right now, is Carson Wentz at quarterback, Christian McCaffrey at running back, and at wide receiver, it's Michael Thomas. Now, our team, which is being picked by Nat Marlowe, is Lamar Jackson at quarterback, Aaron Jones at running back, and DeAndre Hopkins, the newly acquired DeAndre Hopkins of the Arizona Cardinals, at wide receiver. You picked DeAndre Hopkins, and I'm not going to talk about the receivers that are still left, but I will say this. So Lance in Arizona took Christian McCaffrey, almost knew he was going to make that pick, the number two ranked player in the league. So the number one ranked player was Lamar Jackson. Nat, you picked him. Christian McCaffrey is number two. Michael Thomas is number four. He's also off the board. I'm able to tell you this. Patrick Mahomes was number three because you can't take a quarterback for your flex. So the top four players are off the board in the first, or three of the top four players are off the board in the first six picks. So what my thought process is here is that I think both Nat and the callers are doing a pretty good job of not being subjective, of picking the right players to give us a good fantasy football team. Now, here's where I will update you, because Nat picked DeAndre Hopkins as our receiver. He is the 15th ranked player in the NFL. According to this list. Now, there is a receiver at 12. And then Michael Thomas was the first receiver at 4. So, Nat picked the third ranked receiver. That doesn't mean anything in terms of who's a better team. We're just going off projections. And Nat picked the third ranked receiver. So, we've got two pretty good teams over the first six picks. Now, Nat, you're going to have the first pick in the fourth round because we're going snake again. You're going to have the chance to take either another receiver or a running back for our flex. You could pick a tight end. You could pick the first tight end. You could pick the first defense. You could pick the first kicker. I can't tell you who to pick because I have the rankings here. And to keep it fair, I'm not going to tell you nor the caller who to pick. All I'm going to say is if I were you, based on the fact that this is in fact a PPR league, I would take another running back. One that catches passes out of the backfield.
All right, I feel confident in my next decision then.
All right, so when we get our next caller on the line, you will have the first pick. Caller will have the second pick. That's all I'm going to tell you, is that if I were you, I would take a pass-catching back. 610-632-0975. Nelson Agholor is officially, now we knew this was coming, but Nelson Agholor is officially no longer a Philadelphia Eagle. His tenure in Philadelphia comes to an end. He is now part of the newly minted Los Angeles Raiders. Agholor, to me, we're talking about teams that we admire that we're not supposed to necessarily like. Agholor, to me, is a guy that you're supposed to like because he was on your team, that by the end of his tenure in Philadelphia was one of the most hated players in the city. Dropped a lot of passes. In my opinion, not a tremendous route runner. I wish the guy the best. I don't wish ill on anybody personally. I wish the guy the best in his personal life. I don't want him on the Philadelphia Eagles anymore, and I'm kind of glad that he's not. Nelson Agholor and Malcolm Jenkins are totally opposites of each other. Malcolm Jenkins, on the flip side, I wish nothing but the best for in the rest of his NFL career. Of course, I wish nothing but the best for in his personal life as well. But Malcolm Jenkins, I wish nothing but the best for in his New Orleans Saints career. That being said, I hope Malcolm Jenkins makes the Pro Bowl and the Saints go 0-16. But I want him personally to have a good NFL season. Some of the other moves that the Eagles have made over the last couple of days. Of course, Hargrave was the first player off the board. He does not have an S in his name, Philadelphia. I know we have a tendency to add or subtract letters to players' names. There is no S in that man's name. His name is not Hargraves. It's Hargrave. I think he was a tremendous signing, a tremendous addition for the Eagles, who value front four pass rush and value front four run defense tremendously in the Jim Schwartz-style defense. Darius Slay, of course, was the trade acquisition that the team made. Traded a third and a fifth round pick for Darius Slay. You officially have your number one corner. Acquire Will Parks on a one-year deal. I think also a really good signing for the Eagles. Gives you some safety depth. Gives you some versatility at the safety position because he can play both spots. They signed linebacker Jatavis Brown. Now, again, not Jatavius. It's Jatavis. There's no U in his name. From the Los Angeles Chargers, a guy that was pushed down on the depth chart because of injury, because of other players stepping up. What appears to me to be the Kamu Grugier-Hill replacement. Any of these moves in particular, whether it be letting Nelson Agholor walk or the signings, have any impact on your life? 610-632-0975. And when I say impact on your life, of course I don't mean personally. What I mean by impact on your life is, do you have any strong feelings, either positively or negatively, when it comes to the allowance of Nelson Agholor to walk or the signings of Jatavis Brown, the signing of Will Parks, the signing of Hargrave, the signing of, or the trade for Slay? Which to you impacts you the most? Obviously, Slay is probably going to be the answer that I think a lot of people give, just simply because it gives you that lockdown corner for the first time in quite some time. But to me, Javon Hargrave is going to be something special. Last year, he had 60 tackles. 2018, he had 49. I'm really excited to see what he can do paired up with Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham on the outside, and whether it be Derek Barnett on the outside, Josh Sweat on the outside. I am all in favor of beefing up your offensive and defensive lines, and that's exactly what Hargraves does. Now, the contract for Hargraves scares me a little bit in year two, because as NBC Sports Philadelphia points out, this contract's got a really weird fluctuation. It's like a peak-valley type thing. So in 2020, he's going to make base salary $3.6 million. And in 2023, he's going to make base salary $4.7 million. In 2021 and 2022, each of those seasons, Hargrave is set to make $15.3 million. Sorry, it's $1 million base salary, I apologize, in 2020 with some additional bonuses. But in 2021 and 2022, it's $15.3 million with base salary and signing bonuses. That is a massive chunk of the cap for a defensive tackle. So I've got this almost love-hate relationship with this contract. It is, of course, a three-year deal worth $39 million. That fourth year is a pickup. But year one to me is awesome. Year one to me is like, this is a tremendous signing. Then year two and three hits, and it's almost $13 million guaranteed base salary for 2021 and 2022. I just feel like I've got some kind of bad feeling in the pit of my stomach that year one will be great. I even think year two is going to be worth the money. Year three is what scares me. Now, Hargrave is 27 years old. So again, I think year one's great. Year two, I think, is going to be worth it. Is at age 30, paying almost $13 million for Javon Hargrave, when you're also paying, let's see, Brandon Graham's contract in, what year would that be? 2022 is, I think there's team options. It's kind of weird. But it's $12 million of dead cap if you release him. There's some really weird money management going on with Howie Roseman. And if there's one thing that I trust with Howie Roseman, it's money management. But I'm just interested if this is going to come back to bite him late in these guys' tenures. Year three of Javon Hargrave. Brandon Graham at 34 years old. I think this is great short-term play. I'm quite worried about year three. I don't know. I guess I have to let it play out. I guess I have to let it see what happens. 610-632-0975. We're going to hit our next commercial break. We'll continue the conversation on the Eagles signings and NFL draft, as Lance really got into in the last segment in his phone call. We, of course, will continue the conversation about this NFL fantasy football draft. We've got the next pick, but we move on into the fourth round. I'll update you guys on the numbers when the draft is over. I'm not going to spoil anything and tell you who won before we get to the end of the draft. And give me a team that you're not supposed to like, that you find yourself at least admiring or respecting. 610-632-0975. Nat Marler producing the show. I'm Tyler Zulli. We're taking you until 7 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We know small businesses are the backbone of our local communities, and right now they could use our help. Introducing 97.5 The Fanatic's Operation Shop Local. Our initiative is set up to encouraging gift card purchases from your local business and to highlight those offering home delivery or curbside pickup. Business owners, go to 975thefanatic.com and list yours in our free directory. The Fanatic is promoting this for our listeners to review and patronize whenever possible. Operation Shop Local, because we are all in this together. From the Beasley Media Group and 97.5 The Fanatic.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. Rates are at historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking and NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
For quality replacement windows and doors, along with personalized guidance and service, connect with Mattis Windows, your Marvin authorized installer.
What can new windows and doors do for you? Turn an old room into a new favorite? Add character? Lower your energy costs? The possibilities are exciting, but can also be daunting. That's why Marvin is with you every step of the way, helping you decide what works best for your home, guiding you through your options for styles and materials, and answering your questions, big or small. With Marvin, we make replacing your windows and doors easier, turning potential into beautiful reality.
Visit Mattis Windows, your local Marvin authorized installer, for the information you need to get started. Be sure to ask us how you can save up to $500 off the installation of new Marvin windows and doors. Visit us in Ardmore or Glenside, Pennsylvania, or at MattisWindows.com. That's MattisWindows.com.
Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, CARS.
a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Why is it that when someone asks you to just trust them, you immediately don't? Because trust is tricky. You can't just say you're trustworthy. You have to back it up with action. That's what AAA Auto Insurance has been doing for over 100 years. Getting people back on the road before many roads were even built. And as quickly as a car accident happens, AAA begins to set things right. From starting your claim, to finding a repair shop, to booking a rental car. Even matching you with the right experts who make your claim their priority until you're back behind the wheel. That's how AAA builds trust with action, not just words. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to a AAA insurance agent at your local AAA store today or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about all the benefits of AAA auto insurance.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Marvin E. Cans Heating and Cooling wants you to know that as an essential provider, they are open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit them at marvinecans.com.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
As I continue my scroll through Twitter, you know, I've fallen into the habit of just sitting here and refreshing. You know, during shows of normal sports periods, I just sit here and refresh and I go, wow, that's news. Wow, that's news. Wow, that's news. There's not much going on outside of NFL free agency. So I'm refreshing Twitter. And really what I'm doing by refreshing Twitter is hoping to see a friend tweet something funny or, you know, maybe one of the bands that I follow to put out a new song, something along those lines. One thing that I saw from a buddy of mine that tweeted this out a little bit ago, and he tweeted out that the maximum amount of, said, I've come to the strong realization that 300-piece puzzles are my max. Follows that up with, when I can't find a puzzle piece after 5 minutes, I convince myself that the manufacturer just forgot to put the piece in the box because it's the only reasonable explanation. So that got me kind of thinking. We're all at home. We are all, you know, social distancing as we're supposed to. We're spending a lot more time inside our houses or, you know, around our houses. So we're all coming up with new things and new ideas to try to fill the time. Like I've said, I've taken to playing a lot more video games. I'm catching up on some of the shows that I'm watching. I'm listening to music that I haven't listened to in a while. Everybody's got their way of coping. But when my buddy here tweets about puzzles, it got me thinking. There has to be a line in the sand of something that, like, no matter how hard this gets, no matter how long we've been hanging in our homes and how much we miss socializing with friends and going out and all doing all these things, there has to at some point be a line in the sand where it goes, I am not doing this one particular thing. I am not at any point in this whole situation. I am not doing puzzles. Now, here, I'll put it this way. My mom is a big puzzles fan. She does puzzles all the time. We have a dining room table that we seldom use because we either eat at the kitchen table or in the living room. The dining room table has become the de facto puzzle table for my mom. She sits there all the time and does puzzles, and more power to her because she loves it. It's her calming factor. So she'll come home from work, have a long day at work, and sit down and have kind of the TV caddy corner and do puzzles. That's her calming, that's her zen. I have no interest in doing a puzzle at all. Like, I've got zero interest in putting this thing together.
So may I ask why your friend is tweeting about puzzles to begin with?
I think he's just looking for something to do. And maybe that's what he came about, was doing puzzles. But the fact that he can only do 300 puzzles is 300 piece puzzles is my exact same thought process. I don't have the patience. Like I said earlier, I'm not a very angry guy for most things. Sports and video games are like top two, one and one A of the things that get me angry. But my patience, on the other hand, is not very large. It's a pretty thin patience line. If I can't figure out a puzzle, I get angry at the puzzle. It's the puzzle's fault. So I can't sit down and do a 1,000 piece puzzle, no matter how hard this thing gets.
All right, let me propose a question then.
Go ahead.
What's the video game that drives you up the wall the most?
Oh, it's Crash Bandicoot, and it's not close. It's 100% Crash Bandicoot. And I'll put it this way. It's sports games most of the time, because that's what I spend most of my video game playing time with. It's sports games. Whether, you know, I make a pass, receiver drops the ball. That's not my fault. I made the pass. I put the right coordinates in. You dropped the ball. I'm also a big believer in the AI, the computer, should not get called for penalties. I should not get called for cross-checking three-fourths of the way down the ice when I'm controlling a different hockey player. Shouldn't happen. So sports to me are most of my anger. But if you want to pick one particular game, it's always been Crash Bandicoot. Do you have one in mind?
Well, I'm intrigued by the Crash Bandicoot one because that was the first one you put up on your new YouTube channel.
Yeah, so the reason being is because I've played that game for so long. I mean, it was one of the games I played on the original PlayStation as a kid, and I've played that game for so long that even as an adult, I've not gotten substantially better at it. So, like, I'm pretty much the same talent level that I was at 10 that I am at 26.
So, would you rather do Crash Bandicoot, the whole game, on the hardest difficulty, or 1,000-piece puzzle?
A Crash Bandicoot. It's still Crash Bandicoot. I'm not... There is nothing in this world outside of my mother saying, hey, I'd like to spend some quality time with you. Let's have a drink and do a puzzle. There is nothing in this... Actually, nope, let me rephrase that. I changed my mind. There's two things. My mom doing that, also my little sister asking me to do a puzzle. She's 4. She loves puzzles. I'll do a puzzle with her. But those are the two people on this planet that I'll do puzzles for. That is like the one thing that would drive me mad is doing puzzles in this time. So we've had that conversation of, you know, what are you doing? What are you watching? Spending more time with your family. So if you've got something that is like your draw the line in the sand, I just will not do this. No matter how long social distancing lasts, no matter how long this pandemic lasts, no matter how long we are away from each other, the bars, sporting events, what is that one thing that you just will not do? 610-632-0975. Now, before we head to break, what's that one thing that you draw the line at?
Where I draw the line?
Yep.
Oh, man. It's got to be TV related. So if you like originally I wanted to be a voice actor before I got on the radio.
Okay.
So there are certain like I originally wanted to be like a cartoon voice actor, like that kind of thing. So like being on a show like King of the Hill, like I was really into anime when I was in college.
Let me ask you this. I don't mean to derail you. Did you want to do more adult cartoons like that, like King of the Hill, Family Guy, or did you want to do kids cartoons?
I was willing to do both, but definitely more adult cartoons.
Okay, fair enough. So, go ahead. I apologize. I sidetracked you.
The one thing I don't think that I can... Here's where I draw the line. Watching slice of life shows where there's no conflict, hardly... like it's all set and grounded in like real world stuff. Like real world drama. When I was in college, that bored the crap out of me. Slice of life, like any type of show like that where it's just... It's just watching, like, regular life.
Okay.
To me, that's where I draw them. Because at least when I play a video game or when I watch, like, television or movies in general, to me, I do those because they're larger than life.
Fair enough.
I want to escape from reality. And so playing video games, that is my go-to escape. Watching movies, that's another escape. Watching TV, that's another escape. But I will not watch anything that is a slice of life.
Okay, so do you have a particular show that's kind of, because you've clearly thought about this. I think, is there a particular show that really kind of bugs you?
Not one particular show in general. It's more so that genre that
genre is, as a whole.
Yeah, okay. like when I was a theater major in college, like they force us to read Chekhov. Chekhov stuff is super slow.
Okay,
so if you just want to be depressed for another 3 hours, not thinking about coronavirus, read some Chekhov. It might, I don't know, that might.
So you don't necessarily need action, but you need some kind of conflict.
Some kind of conflict or something in general that's larger than life. You can have things based in reality. I'm cool with things being based in reality, but when that's your whole show, I'm done.
Well,
no.
And that to me is why, like, when you take a look at, especially sitcoms, because sitcoms can border on that line that you're talking about. That's why a show to me like How I Met Your Mother is really, really good and really sustained for quite some time before it started to take a dive. Because especially in the early seasons, like if you look at the first season, what kind of human being walks back into a restaurant and steals a horn off the wall?
That is
right
bizarre.
There is exactly, you know what I'm talking, like, because most of us, you know, you've been on dates, I've been on dates. If your date turns to you and goes, wow, I really like that blue horn, I guarantee you, because I wouldn't do it either, I guarantee you, you're not going to run back into the restaurant 2 hours later, jump on someone's table, and walk out with the horn. You know why? Because it's a crime.
And you're a normal human being
yes,
that doesn't do that.
Exactly. You don't do those things. That, to me, is where you have to go a little bit above life. Because if you do truly have just the, I woke up today, had some toast for breakfast, got to go catch the bus, got to get to work. I do that in real life. I drive my car to work. I have toast for breakfast. I take a nap. It's not worth a TV show. 610-632-0975. I get a tweet from Alfie in Abington. Sounds like the definition of rage quit. The definition of rage quit is my entire life existence when I play video games. Also, the definition of rage quit when I do puzzles. 610-632-0975. We got one more hour of the show. We're talking some NFL Combine, NFL Draft. NFL free agency as it is related to the Eagles. We're also discussing two things. We've got a fantasy football draft we need your help finishing. And also, we are discussing teams that you necessarily aren't supposed to like, but you have some kind of respect for. 610-632-0975. Nat Marler producing the show. I'm Tyler Zulli. We're here until 7 o'clock on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic. We are here for you during this extremely tough time. We are all in this together. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your family and pets? Well, choose My Guys. They're Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Natural Lawn uses safer, organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for me, my family, and pets to enjoy. For more than 30 years, Natural Lawn has been growing greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. Trust me, I've been using them for years. This is not a cookie-cutter lawn care service. Natural Lawn certified technicians customize their treatments to your lawn-specific need. Now, whether you live in Pierre, New Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver you a lush, green lawn. And right now, they have a special deal for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and receive free seeding every year. Again, that's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Here's the number. 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
The COVID-19 outbreak is at a critical juncture in our region, and we are all in this together. This is Dan Hilferty, CEO of Independence Blue Cross, reminding everyone, loved ones are depending on us, especially our seniors and those with chronic illnesses. Doctors and nurses are working to administer tests and treat the ill, but we need to take action to reduce community spread. If infected, you may not feel sick, but you can still spread the virus. Here's what you can do to take control. In public, stay 6 feet apart whenever possible. Avoid large crowds. More people means more risk. Cover your cough, wash your hands, and clean surfaces. When it comes to your health, know your options. Call ahead before going to the doctor's office. Use telemedicine if possible. Work remotely if you can. Together, working with local officials, we can beat this virus.
awesome.
All right, listen up, people. Someone in this apartment is using too much internet.
What? Amy, you don't live here.
Whoa, let's not make this perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.